Hi everyone, welcome to episode 22 of August Wisdom. 31 episodes in 31 days, each with just a little piece of back pocket wisdom to take with you. And today we're going to be talking about setting big goals. Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month, for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So this might seem like an oversimplification, set big goals. It also might seem like a bit of a cliche. You know, it's quite common to read in any form of self-help book that we need to set big goals. And it might sound kind of idealistic, but what I really want to convince you of is that setting big goals is really the way to kind of reach your potential in anything that you're doing. And if you don't set big goals, you're automatically hamstringing yourself. And I've learned this from experience. You know, I'm not just sitting here on high preaching about how we need to set goals and all the rest of it. This is something I apply to every single thing that I do. And I've really seen that over the years, this is the way to go. So what we're going to do is use an example. We're going to use the example of language learning because it's quite a simple example and it's one we've all had to some degree. And then I want you to kind of take the principles and apply it to the areas in your life that are most salient at the moment, the things that you're working on, projects that you've got, etc. And basically the same principles apply. So let's talk about setting big goals and language learning and the effect that this has. So when people learn languages, what they mostly do is they set out to do very simple things like ask for directions, get a coffee, order a meal, and that's about it. That's sort of as far as their ambition goes. And this, their ambition tends to cover sort of the next 6 months. You know, in 6 months' time, if I can ask for directions and understand what the person is saying enough, then that's fine. If I can order a meal comfortably, then that's fine. That's my goal. So what I'm going to propose here is that in doing this, in setting such a small goal in language learning, you're automatically hamstringing your ability to learn the language, right? Let's switch this example and let's use the example of someone who wants to become fluent. What if, I mean, I know that's quite a generic word and people have different ideas of what it means, but let's just say fluent because we all use that word. I want to become fluent in a language and it's going to take me 2 years to do that. So this is a big goal. I mean, it's not a huge goal, but it's a big goal. It's something that seems sort of beyond your current capacity. It's something that might intimidate you, especially if you've never learned a language before. It seems sort of far out there, sort of untouchable. So it's a big goal. And this is the kind of goal that I'm talking about. Now, let's sort of follow the trajectory of these two people. So the person who sets the small goal of wanting to ask for directions or something like that, all their practice is based around that, right? So they're learning the vocabulary related to, you know, streets and simple verbs like how to go and to come and to turn and left and right. Okay, so everything is around that. All their practice is centered around that. And they might practice some basic listening so that they can understand what the person responds to them. But that's about it. You know, everything is based around that goal that they have to ask for directions. And so naturally, it's going to be very limited. Right. So over the course of those 6 months, they might reach the goal, but everything they have done is just around that goal, nothing else. So if we look at the person that sets the big goal of becoming fluent, because they have a big goal to begin with, their preparation and their practice is very different to the person who set the small goal. Because now they want to become fluent, so they're going to start learning all kinds of words related to their life, related to the current situation of the world. They're going to learn different grammatical structures. They're going to learn lots of verbs. They're going to, you know, their whole approach is going to be very different, and they're going to have to learn how to listen at a fluent level and possibly read at a fluent level. Depends exactly what their goal is, but you see, the approach is very different. Now, granted, the actual goal is going to take longer to reach because it's much more ambitious. 2 years, it obviously depends on the language. Let's just say 2 years as a kind of rough number. Now, if you look at that person after 6 months, the time it took for the person to learn how to ask directions, the small goal, what you'll probably notice is that this person can do way more than ask directions. You know, they're probably actually starting to have conversations about things. You know, fairly involved conversations after 6 months. And they have built a very solid foundation from which they can become fluent, right? So you see what happens here. Because you set a small goal, you get the result. You might get the result, but ultimately you're limiting yourself, and in setting the goal, you are literally creating like a cage around you, because that's the only thing that you're going to focus on. The person who wants to become fluent, sure, there's more uncertainty involved, there's more sort of patience required, there's more long-term thinking required, but in that same amount of time, they're going to learn more because they have a completely different approach, and they're going to have to work harder to get towards their goal of fluency, right? So that's one reason we want to set big goals, is because what happens is our approach is very much determined by the goals we have. And this applies to every single area in life that you can think of. Whatever you define as your destination, that then defines all the steps that you're going to reach to that destination. And then in the same amount of time as it would have taken you to reach a small goal, you could, by setting a larger goal and doing more to achieve it and taking a more ambitious approach, you're going to learn more than you would have, or advance further than you would have, in the same amount of time. Okay? The next reason we want to set big goals is because basically, when you set a small goal, it is because you're not taking into account the growth that you're going to experience. What you're basically saying is, right, what is a goal that I can achieve now based on my current sort of skills and my current, you know, mindset and attitudes and the time I have available and all this? What is a goal that I can foresee myself reaching? And so you set a small goal because you're not taking into account the fact that once you get going in the process, you're not the same person anymore. You pick up skills, you change, you gain a familiarity with the thing, you take steps, you advance, you see progress, and you're starting each time, each sort of day and week and month, you're starting from a new position. And that's where we get the effect of exponential growth coming in. So when you set a big goal, what you're saying is, I actually don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I trust that basically I will be able to reach something that I cannot foresee myself doing so at the moment. And this is actually how achievement works and success works. When you're going to achieve something big in your life, you cannot, because you're not the person who has achieved it, it seems very alien to you. It seems like something that's very far out there. It seems like, how could I possibly achieve that, right? This is an inherent part of setting big goals, is the feeling that it's overwhelming, it's too much, I'm never going to get there, right? So if you get that sensation when you set a goal, you know it's a big goal, because if it was a small goal, it would feel very familiar to you. It wouldn't really be much of a goal, to be quite honest. And so When we set a big goal, we are allowing this mechanism to come in by which we expand beyond what we can currently imagine. And this always happens when you achieve something big in your life. When you set a small goal, you're stunting that and you're relying too much on your current state, right? And this is wonderful because we can relax and we can say, I actually don't know how I'm going to get there. I actually don't know. But I do know that there is a process that means that I will achieve more than I can imagine right now, and that this happens all the time, and I can trust in that. So I'm going to set a big goal. I'm going to keep that in mind. I'm going to trust in the process. I'm going to do incremental steps here. And over time, I'm going to get to places that I couldn't imagine, right? When you set a small goal, that process cannot happen because you're not setting your sights big enough and you're not going to stay in it long enough. You're just going to reach your little goal and then stop, right? You have to set a big goal for this process to take, for that process to take place. So that's August Wisdom, episode 21. I'm going to come back tomorrow and continue this episode. There's going to be a part two to the Set Big Goals episode because there's a lot more that I want to cover here. So make sure to come back tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central European Time, 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time for part two of this episode on Set Big Goals. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll see you very soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you'd like to go deeper with this work, head to deep-psychology.com to do coaching with me. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you soon.